Title: DJ Flight City Ambience. Tune and arrange in Ableton Live 12 with an automation-first workflow. Welcome. In this advanced lesson, we'll build a DJ Flight-inspired drum and bass bassline that doubles as traveling city ambience. The idea is simple. Create a two-layer instrument rack, a clean low sub plus a textured, grainy urban layer, and design motion first with macros and automation. Then tune and place MIDI, so everything locks musically and rhythmically across your arrangement. I'll guide you step by step using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices. Lesson overview: we're aiming for a bass line that's both musical and atmospheric, a deep, solid sub foundation, and an evolving textured layer that suggests urban motion. The workflow is automation first. Draw the movement and dynamics up front with macros and arrangement automation. Then add minimal MIDI and fine-tune pitch and phase so the sub sits cleanly while the texture breathes. What you will build: a two-layer bass instrument rack, sub and texture chains, a station-style city ambience character map to a few macros, reverb, filtered grainy texture, rhythmic motion, an arrangement driven by automation lanes, filter sweeps, wave-eatable position, tune slides, chain mix changes across sections. Proper tuning and phase coherence so the sub is solid and the textured layer adds presence without clashes. A full arrangement structure with automation for intro, drop, ride, and breakdown. Step-by-step walkthrough. Project Setup 1. Set your project tempo to a DNB range, around 174 to 176 BPM. 2. Create two MIDI tracks. Name one bass rack and the other bass effects resample. We'll build inside the rack and optionally resample later. 3. Load an instrument rack on bass rack and create two chains, sub and texture. Build the sub chain 1. On the sub chain, drop operator, or use wave-eatable set to a simple single osc sign. In operator, use a sign on osc A, unison equals 1. 2. Chorus tune the oscillator down by an octave or two depending on the target sub frequency 1 or minus 2 octaves. 3. Insert a tuner after the instrument. Play notes and verify perceived pitch to make sure fundamentals are where you expect them. 4. Add EQ 8. High pass a tiny amount at about 30-40 Hz to remove infrasonics. Optionally, a subtle bell boost around 60-90 Hz for weight. 5. Add utility and set width near 0-10% to keep the sub mono. Map utility width and gain to macro 1 labeled sub level. 6. Insert glue compressor for subtle glue. We'll set sidechain routing later. Build the texture chain 1. Use wave-eatable or simpler, with a short noisy or metallic sample. In wave-eatable, use a band-limited saw plus noise oscillator, raise unison to 4-6 for richness and apply small detune. 2. Add auto-filter low pass 24 dB and set cutoff low. Map cutoff to macro 2 filter. 3. Add grain delay and a light reverb for urban echo and space. Turn grain sync off for drifting motion. Plan to automate grain delay later. 4. Add saturator and EQ 8 for presence. Gentle top shelf and boosts around 1-3 kHz. 5. Map wave-eatable position or simpler star to macro 3 texture position. Map grain delay mix slash feedback to macro 4 texture motion. Instrument rack crossfading and macros 1. Map chain volume for sub and texture to macros for easy mix control. Example: macro 1 equals sub level, macro 5 equals texture level. 2. Create macro 6 and label it ambience on. Map it to texture chain volume, wave-eatable position, reverb dry slash wet, and a small change in auto filter resonance. Set mapping ranges so 0% is subtle and 100% is fully ambient. 3. Save the rack as a preset for reuse. Automation first design core concept 1. Place the rack on your arrangement track. Before writing MIDI, open automation lanes for the key macros, sub level, filter cutoff, texture position, and ambience on. 2. Draw automation curves for the whole arrangement sections. Intro right arrow build right arrow drop right arrow breakdown. Intro, sub low, filter cutoff low, ambience on rising, drop, sub full, filter open, texture position active for movement, breakdown, sub muted, ambience on high, filter closed for airy pad. 3. Use stepped or triplet automation shapes for rhythmic filter motion. Use smooth S-curves for sub fades to avoid zipper noise. Tuning and pitch automation 1. Choose your root key, for example a minor. Insert the scale MIDI effect before the rack if you want to quantize notes to the key. 2. Create a minimal 1-2 bar MIDI bassline. Keep it simple, root notes with occasional octaves or fifths. 3. Tune the sub oscillator while watching the tuner and spectrum in EQ 8. Aim for clean fundamentals, e.g., 55 HC for A1 or 41 HC for E1. Prefer octave transposition in the synth chorus tune rather than extreme fine detune. 4. For slides, use a pitch MIDI device for whole section transposes and automate its transpose parameter. For micro slides in side notes, use MIDI pitch bend or mono glide in the synth with tied notes, keeping glide times short for DNB. 5. Verify harmonic alignment by playing kick and bass together and watching the spectrum. If a clash occurs, try tiny scent adjustments or a semitone transpose. Sidechain and dynamics automation. First, 1. Insert a compressor after the rack and enable sidechain input from your kick or ducking bus. 2. Set a relatively aggressive ratio for pumping, fast attack, and release sync to tempo. Start around 1/16 to 1/8 for feel. 3. Map compressor threshold to a macro 7 sidechain depth and automate that across sections so ducking changes with the arrangement. Texture motion and ambience automation. 1. Use arrangement automation to modulate texture position and filter within single bars to create rhythmic gating and sit-like motion. 2. Automate grain delay, pitch and size for subtle detuning and movement. Focus on writing these shapes before editing MIDI. 3. Automate reverb decay and dry/wet so ambience grows during sections, giving a traveling city sense. Resampling and polishing optional. 1. When you like how the automation behaves, resample the bass to an audio track named Bass FX Resample. Record your automation pass. 2. Warp or edit the resample for glitch edits or time-stretched pads. Add clip gain envelopes and transpose if needed. 3. Add EQ8 and multiband dynamics on the final bass bus to tighten overall energy. Automate multiband parameters subtly to shift energy per section. Final arrangement tips. 1. Duplicate arrangement blocks and vary a few automation lanes instead of rewriting MIDI to save time. 2. Color code and name automation lanes so you always know which macro you're tweaking. 3. Bounce stems for mastering or DJ sets after the automation pass is finalized. Common mistakes to avoid: don't tune sub and texture independently without checking alignment. Always confirm both with tuner and spectrum. Avoid excessive CPU usage from high unison or long reverbs before committing. Freeze or resample when stable. Keep the sub mono, wide low end causes phase issues on club systems. Don't draw harsh, unsmoothed automation jumps for cutoff or you'll hear zipper artifacts. Use S-curves or soften transitions via mapping. Don't leave fixed heavy sidechain in breakdowns. Automate duckies so ambience remains audible. Use scale with your ear. Don't let it remove expressive chromatic notes you may want to keep. Pro tips: build macros that control multiple related parameters. One macro labeled ambience on can change texture level, reverb, filter and grain amount together. Detune the texture by 2/7 for shimmer but keep the sub perfectly in tune. Map detune to a macro and automate subtly. For phase alignment, temporarily solo kick and sub. Invert phase if needed and nudge start points. Very small adjustments matter. Use clip envelopes for tight rhythmic moves and arrangement automation for section level motion. Save 3 versions of your rack. Performance ready to play. Editable full ranges and render resampled/frozen. Freeze or resample heavy chains once you're happy to reduce CPU load. Mini practice exercise 1. Create a 16-bar loop at 175 BPM and load your saved DJ Flight City Bass rack. 2. Without adding notes, draw automation for 16 bars. Bars 1/4, ambience on 30%, filter cutoff 40%, bars 5/8, ambience 70%, filter rise to 70%, sidechain depth 80%, bars 9/12, sub level 100%, texture pass stabs in a syncopated 1/8 pattern, bars 13/16, ambience 90%, filter close to 20%, sidechain depth 10%. 3. Create a 2-bar MIDI bassline with root on beat 1 and an octave on the end of 2. Duplicate to fill 16 bars. 4. Tune the sub with a tuner and adjust operator chorus tuning if needed. 5. Add a 1-bar riser into bar 9 by tweaking the filter automation. Listen, retune, and adjust any masking. Recap: you've built a 2-layer bass rack and used an automation-first approach to define motion and texture before filling in MIDI. Key ideas: lock sub tuning and phase first, map macros to control multiple parameters, draw arrangement automation for section-wide evolution, and use pitch and sidechain automation to make the bassline sit and breathe. Automation first speeds composition, keeps behavior consistent across sections, and creates the living, traveling city ambience feel inspired by DJ Flight. Closing notes: mindset and workflow. Treat macros as instruments. Design their ranges and musical intent before you write lots of notes. Commit motion early, save presets with clear macro labels, and use resampling or freezing to finalize CPU-heavy elements. Keep the sub boring and stable. Let the texture tell the story. That's the lesson. Load the rack. Design your macros. Draw your automation. And then add the minimal MIDI that makes the bass line sing and move through the arrangement. Enjoy crafting that traveling, city slick DNB vibe.